All right, welcome back to the deep dive. Today we're going deep on something that might hit close to home for a lot of you here in Sarasota, the benefits of therapy, but specifically for teenagers. Mm-hmm. We've got this great article from Davenport Psychology. They're a practice right here in Sarasota, but we're also going to bring in, you know, kind of some broader knowledge to really get the full picture.
Yeah.
Have you ever like thought about what it's really like to be a teenager in a place that's, I mean, known for sunshine and success?
Right.
It turns out that that can add like a whole other layer of pressure.
It's true. Living in a place like Sarasota,
yeah,
you know, where there's this big emphasis on outward appearances and achievement,
yeah,
it can create a pretty unique set of challenges for young people.
So it's not all beaches and smoothies then.
Right.
What specific pressures are we talking about here?
Well, I mean, think about the academic landscape here. Sarasota has some really top-rated schools.
Oh, yeah.
Which is fantastic. But that also means that the competition is fierce.
Right.
College admissions are just a huge stressor, especially when everyone around you seems to be aiming for, like, the Ivy League.
So it's not just about keeping up with the Joneses. It's about keeping up with their perfect SAT scores, too.
Exactly. And then you add in the social scene. Social media is a big deal in Sarasota.
Yeah.
Just like it is everywhere else.
Yeah.
But it can feel even more intense here, you know?
Yeah.
The pressure to have this perfect life with the right clothes, the right friends, the right vacations.
Yeah.
It can be so overwhelming for a teenager who's, I mean, they're still just figuring things out.
That makes a lot of sense. Like, everyone's trying to win some invisible, like, best life award.
Right.
And teens are right there caught in the middle of it. The article, it talks about the importance of early intervention, but how early is too early?
Right.
What signs should parents be looking out for?
That's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no magic age, but any significant change in a teen's behavior,
uh-huh,
whether it's withdrawal or irritability or changes in their sleep patterns or their appetite, having difficulty concentrating,
right.
Or if they're expressing feelings of hopelessness, these could all be signs that a teen might benefit from, you know, getting some professional support.
So it's not just about waiting for a full-blown crisis.
Yeah.
It's about being kind of attuned to those more subtle shifts and recognizing that, hey, asking for help is a strength, not a weakness.
Absolutely. And what's really interesting is that therapy can actually, it can help equip teens with the tools that they need,
mm-hmm,
to navigate these very specific pressures that we're talking about.
Right.
It's not just about, you know, addressing problems. It's about building resilience.
Okay, I like that. Let's dig into those tools a little bit.
Sure.
The article, it mentions things like creating a safe space, learning coping skills, boosting communication. How do these actually translate into real life benefits for a Sarasota teen?
Well, let's take the idea of a safe space, for example. So imagine a teenager, they're struggling with the pressure to maintain that perfect image on social media.
Oh, yeah.
In therapy, they have this confidential space where they can process those feelings.
Okay.
They can unpack the anxieties that surround, you know, likes and followers and all of that.
Yeah.
And to really explore their own sense of identity beyond that kind of curated online persona.
So it's about taking off the mask, so to speak.
Right.
And being able to just be themselves, warts and all.
Exactly. And that feeling of authenticity, it can be so empowering for teenagers.
Yeah.
And then there's the development of coping skills.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Think about a teen who's feeling overwhelmed by all the academic pressure.
Right.
Therapy can teach them specific techniques like mindfulness, stress reduction exercises, or even cognitive behavioral therapy techniques.
Okay.
To challenge negative thought patterns and manage anxiety.
Hold on. CBT. Can you break that down for us a little bit? It sounds kind of technical.
Yeah, it is, but it can be incredibly effective.
Oh.
So in a nutshell, CBT helps people identify and change negative thought patterns that contribute to their emotional distress.
Mm-hmm.
So for a teen that's struggling with test anxiety, for example,
yeah,
CBT can help them to reframe those thoughts and develop, like, healthier coping mechanisms.
So instead of spiraling into a panic, they're learning to kind of approach those challenges with a more balanced and strategic mindset.
Exactly. It's about giving them the mental tools to navigate those high-pressure situations.
And what about communication? You mentioned therapy can help with that too.
Yeah.
How does that work, especially in families where maybe things are a little strained?
Communication is so key, especially during those teenage years.
Right.
And therapy can provide a neutral space for families to communicate more effectively.
Okay.
It can help teens to be able to articulate their needs and their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And it can help parents develop better listening skills and learn how to respond in a way that encourages connection rather than conflict.
So it's like having a mediator who can help translate between teen speak and parent speak.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
It's about creating that bridge of understanding and empathy.
So it sounds like therapy can really help families here in Sarasota, you know, like get on the same page,
right,
which is so important, especially with all these unique pressures we talked about earlier.
Absolutely.
But what about teens who are struggling with more than just, you know, everyday stress?
Yeah.
The article mentions some other types of therapy, like group therapy, and then there's this thing called dialectical behavior therapy, or DBT.
Right.
What's the deal with those?
Well, that's a really important point.
Yeah.
You know, not every teen needs the same type of support.
Okay.
Group therapy can be really beneficial, especially for teens who might be feeling isolated or, you know, like they're the only ones going through something difficult.
Yeah, it's like that feeling of, okay, I'm not alone in this.
Exactly. Yeah. In group therapy, they can connect with other people who understand what they're going through. They could share their experiences and learn from each other. It can be incredibly validating and empowering.
I bet.
Yeah.
And what about DBT? That one sounds a little more intense.
DBT is a specialized type of therapy that's particularly effective for people who struggle with, you know, really intense emotions, impulsivity, or self-destructive behaviors.
So for a teen in Sarasota where, like, image and status can be so important,
yeah,
how could DBT actually help?
Well, think about the emotional roller coaster that comes with social media, you know, the constant comparisons, the fear of missing out, the pressure to portray this perfect life.
Oh, yeah.
DBT equips teens with very specific skills to manage those really intense emotions, to regulate their responses, and to cope with difficult situations in a healthier way.
Okay, so it's like giving them a toolkit to navigate that whole social minefield, helping them to stay grounded and focused on what truly matters.
Exactly.
So we've got all these different types of therapy available here in Sarasota, but with so many options, how do you know which one is right for you or for your teenager?
That's where finding the right therapist is absolutely crucial. You know, it's about matching the teen's personality and their needs with the therapist's approach and expertise. Luckily, Sarasota has a really diverse network of therapists specializing in different areas. So there's a good chance you'll find the perfect fit.
It's almost like shopping for a new pair of shoes.
Yeah.
You want to find the pair that fits just right, that provides the support and comfort you need.
Right.
Speaking of support, the article also emphasizes the long-term impact of therapy, you know? It's not just about putting out fires, it's about preventing bigger problems down the road.
Right.
What does that look like specifically for Sarasota teens?
That's a great question. Think about Sarasota's future. The city's constantly evolving, the economy is shifting, technology is advancing at an incredible pace.
Yeah.
The teens of today are going to be facing a world that looks very different from the one we grew up in.
That's true.
Therapy can help equip them with the resilience and adaptability they'll need to thrive in that ever-changing landscape.
So it's about more than just handling the stress of high school or college applications. It's about developing that emotional intelligence and those coping mechanisms to navigate whatever life throws their way.
Precisely. And by addressing issues like anxiety, depression, or the social pressures early on, therapy can significantly reduce the risk of those issues escalating into more serious mental health challenges later in life.
So it's like catching a cold early and taking care of it before it turns into pneumonia.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked about all these benefits, but I think it's important to acknowledge that starting therapy can still feel like a big step, especially for teenagers.
Yeah.
What advice does the article offer for parents who are thinking about therapy for their child?
The article really stresses the importance of approaching the topic with sensitivity and open communication.
Okay.
It's not about forcing therapy on a teenager. It's about creating a space for dialogue and letting them know that you're there to support them.
So it's about meeting them where they are and having an honest conversation about, you know, their struggles and how therapy might be able to help.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's also important to remember that seeking help is a sign of strength, not weakness.
You know, right.
It shows a willingness to prioritize mental health, which is just as important as physical health, especially during those often turbulent teenage years.
And the article reminds us that Sarasota has a wealth of resources available for teens who are struggling.
Absolutely.
It's not something they have to face alone.
There are therapists, counselors, support groups, and even school-based programs designed to provide support and guidance to teenagers who are struggling.
Wow.
The key is to reach out and take that first step towards getting help.
It's like having this whole support system cheering them on every step of the way.
Exactly.
And remember, therapy is a journey, not a quick fix.
That's such an important point. Therapy takes time, effort, and a willingness to be open and vulnerable.
Yeah.
It's not always easy, but the rewards can be life-changing.
So true. As we wrap up our deep dive into the benefits of therapy for Sarasota teens, what's the key takeaway you hope our listener walks away with?
I think the most important message is that therapy is a powerful tool that can help teens navigate the unique challenges they face growing up in Sarasota. It's a path to building resilience, fostering healthy relationships, and ultimately thriving in all aspects of their lives.
It's about giving them a compass to navigate the sometimes choppy waters of adolescence and emerge as confident, capable young adults. It's about empowering them to create a future where they can truly thrive, both here in Sarasota and beyond. Now, before we sign off, I want to leave you with a question to ponder. What advice would you give to your teenage self about mental health and seeking support?
That's a powerful question. I think I'd tell my younger self that it's okay to not have all the answers, you know, to feel uncertain, to struggle. And most importantly, I'd emphasize that asking for help is not a sign of weakness, but a sign of courage and self-awareness.
It's about recognizing that we all need support sometimes, and there's no shame in reaching out for guidance, especially in a place like Sarasota, where the pressure to have it all figured out can be so intense.
Absolutely, and I'd remind my younger self that vulnerability is not a flaw. It's a strength.
Mm-hmm.
It's what allows us to connect with others, to build meaningful relationships, and to grow as individuals.
It's about embracing the full spectrum of human experience, the highs and the lows, and recognizing that we don't have to go through it alone.
Well said. And I'd also encourage my younger self to be patient with the process. Mm-hmm. You know, growth takes time, healing takes time, and finding the right support system takes time. It's not a race, it's a journey.
And sometimes that journey might lead you to therapy, which can be an incredible tool for self-discovery and personal growth. So as we wrap up this deep dive, we encourage you to explore the resources mentioned in the Davenport Psychology article. And remember that taking care of your mental health or the mental health of a teen in your life is a priority, not an afterthought.
It's an investment in a brighter future, both for individuals and for the community as a whole.
Thank you for joining us on the deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.